On a recent Friday night, Clevelanders squeezed shoulder to shoulder inside the Market Garden Brewery and Distillery. They're here for the launch party of Cleveland Whiskey. Sam McNulty is Market Garden's proprietor.
People are loving it. The only problem is we're running out of it right now. So we're running the store and getting some more.
Just 4,400 bottles were released in the first batch. Demand has outpaced supply already, thanks to flocks of curious drinkers lining up in bars, supermarkets, and liquor stores. Drinkers like Dave and Sue Matro, and their friend, Cindy Murphy.
It's smooth. Yeah, it's good.
I drink tequila, but this is very, very good. It's a little bit hot, but when they put it with the sugar rim, awesome.
Very smooth and comfortable. If you had asked me a week ago, I would have said, it's got to be aged.
That's music to Tom Licks' ears. He's the proprietor of Cleveland Whiskey. Using a computer-controlled alternating pressure device, he forces the alcohol in and out of oak staves to replicate the traditional whiskey aging process, only about 20 times faster.
That squeezing forces the alcohol deep into the pore structure of the wood, gives it a bolder but smooth flavor. We're really happy with how it turned out. It's great that it's a little bit faster, but age is really sort of irrelevant. The way we do it makes for a better whiskey.
Glick says his whiskey will compete with many of the larger, longer-age brands in the market. He's not alone in producing what some call quickie whiskeys. In fact, says Lou Bryson.
It's pretty common.
Bryson is managing editor of the Whiskey Advocate magazine. He says a growing number of distillers have done everything from aging alcohol in smaller barrels to running it through industrial microwaves in order to create a whiskey on par with those aged for years on end. A South Carolina chemist even claims to have a process that ages whiskey overnight. So what does Bryson make of the spirited alchemist quest?
I haven't seen one that works yet, but if a whiskey like this works, it'll change the market.
A $20 billion market worldwide. A fast turnaround whiskey would create a bigger and more immediate supply, as seen with vodka and gin. Storage and distribution would also be affected. But Bryson warns that on top of nailing just the right flavor and texture, a quickie whiskey distiller would also have to overcome consumer bias.
I remember the joke when we were in college. What vintage is it? Tuesday. You're going to have a hard time selling something to a luxury product buyer. I mean, you say, hey, we made this in only 5 days compared to 10 years. That's not going to go over well.
If you can do the process and do it right, I mean, age really shouldn't matter. It's really all about taste.
Andrew Gordon and his wife Adrian are whiskey aficionados. Intrigued by Cleveland whiskey and its 60-day aging process, they open a bottle in their Reminderville home.
It's nice and mellow. Definitely got some woody.
I think a little caramelly.
A little vanilla-y, too.
The flavor's very good. The only thing I'm missing is a little bit of that aftertaste when you exhale. So maybe it's a little bit overpriced at this point, where you know the bourbon's usually around that 30-plus range. They do have that aftertaste.
But Cleveland Whiskey's Tom Licks says the $34 bottle price was based on intensive market research to compete with similarly priced brands like Knob Creek, Elijah Craig, and Bullet.
And it's just through the use of science, and you know we do this in a lot of industries, and now we're finally catching up in the whiskey industry and using some science so that we don't have to wait for 12 years for a premium product.
Licks says he expects Cleveland Whiskey to grow into a competitive national brand, then move into emerging whiskey markets in China, Russia, and India. When asked if they were concerned about losing their customer base to Licks' 60-day elixir, whiskey giant Jack Daniel's declined comment, while a Jim Beam spokesman says they welcome another option for whiskey drinkers. For Ohio Public Radio, I'm Brian Bull in Cleveland.